理课堂听 class.com。
Mr. Howe, Senator Kennedy, my fellow Americans. Since this campaign began, I have had a very rare privilege. I have traveled to 48 of the 50 states. And in my travels, I have learned what the people of the United States are thinking about. There is one issue that stands out above all the rest, one in which every American is concerned, regardless of what group he may be a member and regardless of where he may live.And that issue, very simply stated, is this. How can we keep the peace, keep it without surrender? How can we extend freedom, extend it without war? Now, in determining how we deal with this issue, we must find the answer to a very important but simple question. Who threatens the peace? Who threatens freedom in the world? There is only one threat to peace and one threat to freedom.That is presented by the international communist movement. And therefore, if we are to have peace, if we are to keep our own freedom and extend it to others without war, we must know how to deal with the communists and their leaders. I know Mr. Khrushchev. I also have had the opportunity of knowing and meeting other communist leaders in the world. I believe there are certain principles we must find in dealing with him and his colleagues.Principles, if followed, that will keep the peace and that also can extend freedom. First, we have to learn from the past because we cannot afford to make the mistakes of the past. In the 7 years before this administration came into power in Washington, we found that 600 million people went behind the Iron Curtain. And at the end of that 7 years, we were engaged in a war in Korea, which cost over 30,000 American lives.In the past 7 years, in President Eisenhower's administration, this situation has been reversed. We ended the Korean War. By strong, firm leadership, we have kept out of other wars, and we have avoided surrender of principle or territory at the conference table. Now, why were we successful, as our predecessors were not successful? I think there are several reasons. In the first place,They made a fatal error in misjudging the communists, in trying to apply to them the same rules of conduct that you would apply to the leaders of the free world. One of the major errors they made was the one that led to the Korean War. In ruling out the defense of Korea, they invited aggression in that area. They thought they were going to have peace. It brought war. We learned from their mistakes. And so in our 7 years, we find that we have been firm in our diplomacy.We have never made concessions without getting concessions in return. We have always been willing to go the extra mile to negotiate for disarmament or in any other area, but we have never been willing to do anything that, in effect, surrendered freedom any place in the world. That is why President Eisenhower was correct in not apologizing or expressing regrets to Mr. Khrushchev at the Paris conference, as Senator Kennedy suggested he could have done.